One of the biggest barriers to starting a business, especially for Black-owned businesses, is the lack of capital. My guest for today's podcast is the founder of the Afro-Caribbean Business Network, a nonprofit organization that is all about helping Black-owned businesses in Canada start and scale their business. Without further ado, here is episode 7 of Business and Culture Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Business and Culture Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in once more, whether you are listening on your favorite platform, podcast platform, or you're watching this on YouTube. I'm so happy to have you here, but I'm even more excited because today I'm going to be talking to Mr. Ryan Knight. Yes. And if you are someone, especially a Black-owned business, that you're trying to gain capital, he is the person that you need to speak to. And that is what our podcast episode is going to be about today. How can you successfully secure grants to help to get your level to your business to the next level?
Yes, yes.
Thank you again for being here with me, Ryan.
Oh, my pleasure. Oh, I'm a big fan of what you do. So thank you, Maggie, for the invite.
Awesome. No problem. So we're just going to get right into it. You know, we're not wasting people's time. They came here to hear, how can I get that grant? But before we get into that, Every entrepreneur has a story. So I'm curious to know, before you even founded ACBN, which we're going to talk about a bit later on, How did you get into the whole entrepreneurship thing? Like, were you an entrepreneur yourself? Give us the tea.
I would say I was an entrepreneur, but not in the traditional sense. So Dabbled in some things that may have gotten me in trouble with the law, but I won't go too deep into the, you know, the type of skills I had. But now what I do wish is that somebody had shown me the, traditional entrepreneurship path earlier when I was in high school. Because I know high school, I was doing well up to about grade 12, and you know, you get introduced to girls and you get a car and suddenly you get distracted. So my last year of OAC, which they don't even have OAC anymore, didn't go so well, got expelled from school, getting into fights. And the next, I would say 7 years, I feel like I was really drifting. So I thought I had landed a solid job. I was working there and, you know, being sent on business trips and thinking you're doing well with the company, but 2009, was laid off, and it was 2 weeks before my wedding.
So
that was a true gut check. You know, I was like, there's no safety in this stuff. And I remember I invited my boss to the wedding and she declined. I was like, maybe that was a sign that she didn't want to come to the wedding because she knew I was about to get. But all that to say, you know, that was the gut check. My dad had always kind of hinted at, hey, you know, if you want to control your own destiny, if you want to become rich, you should start a business. So the seed was planted, and I kind of used that that life event to go back to school, talk to my wife, and said, you know, I'm going to try and finish this accounting diploma and start this business. So that was kind of the genesis of my, I would say, the lean into entrepreneurship on the right side of the law, definitely.
Wow. Well, that's really cool. You see, I get to learn something new about you every single day. I think I know you for about like 3-4 years now. And like, this is the first time I've known that part of you. So yeah, that makes a bad boy in your mind.
And it's funny because I feel I was, you know, the troublemaker up until grade 8. And then when I went to high school, I tried to change that persona. I was like, I'm going to focus and become a nerd, and it worked for a while, and then it kind of fell apart. So yeah, it's buried in there somewhere.
Yeah. Well, it's very interesting that you mentioned getting laid off, and that's like one thing that really made you really think about, you know, maybe I should just start my own thing, that way, you know, I can quit, quote unquote, on my own terms, right? Like, actually, the first episode that I released for this new season was my own journey with getting laid off last year. So started a job in a new industry. Everything was going well. And I kid you not, like, blindsided, there were no signs. Whoa. None. Yeah. So that's I talked wild. About that on my first episode. And so that whole experience, it's not that I wasn't thinking about entrepreneurship. It was more of, yeah, I'll get there, but I also wanted to have certain skills in like corporate, especially corporate Canada, because everywhere that you live, business is different. Your experience is going to be different. You kind of want to have all these tools to then utilize them to build your own legacy. But I'm like, you know what? I guess we don't have no time to waste. We just go figure it
then
out.
Then you get pushed in the deep end.
Exactly.
Right?
Right?
It's go time.
It's like, okay, you know, I guess this is the push. Okay, Lord, I hear you. Right. So it's like, this is a journey as well for me to, I'm like rediscovering entrepreneurship, relearning it. And by having guests like yourself, it's like allowing me to also learn what is out there to support new or emerging entrepreneurs. So thank you for sharing that part of your story. So we're going to definitely go into that business that you started, like the very first one. Is it the Detailing Nights business, or was it another one that you started first?
That was, you know, I not many people know this. I actually started a bookkeeping company first, and that did not go well. So because I never had any training on how to actually run a business. So I'm in school, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm studying accounting. Let me see if I can actually start a bookkeeping company. And the whole business side of it, it's like, yeah, I can do data entry, but the actual invoicing people and just didn't know what I was doing. So that was the first attempt. And then I was like, okay, let me finish school. And my brother liked to clean cars. So I was like, hey, I'll do like the accounting and the marketing side, and we can kind of come together. And that's where Detailing Nights was born. And so that was like the real full dive into entrepreneurship was, yes, with Detailing Nights.
Oh, wow. And that's so good to know.
Yeah. For those that don't know what we do, so we provide mobile waterless car cleaning. So we go to people's houses or their offices, clean their cars on the spot and without using water or our, and we use our eco-friendly plant-based cleaning supplies. And what I'm most proud of with the company is we actually run a youth entrepreneurship division in it. So students in high school or college get to run a version of our company wherever they live. So that's really what drives me and energizes me with the company.
Wow, that's so awesome. I love it. Wow. So it's interesting that I'm actually glad that you mentioned that you started one business first, it didn't work out, and you tried something else. Because I think sometimes people think that if it fails, or like if you try one time and it fails, it's like, all right, like, I guess this is not for me. It's like, no, maybe you just didn't find that thing, or maybe it was just skills you needed to work on to then, you know, get there. So yeah, thank you for definitely pointing that out.
Yes.
So I guess what I would ask then is, as you figured out, okay, this is a business that you're going to build, what would you say are some steps that you took to make sure that this one was the successful one?
Yeah. You know, in the story of ACBN, I mentioned there weren't a lot of Black-focused business organizations to go to, but there are a lot of resources just from the city. So I lived in Brampton, the Small Business Enterprise Center that was there. That was very beneficial to me when I was first starting out. They do have a grant called Summer Company, which still exists, that students can get up to $3,000 for their business when they're in school and operating in the summer. So while I was at Sheridan, I was able to apply for the Summer Company grant. That kind of helped me get the structure, get to ask questions. But also at the same time, I was part of College Pro Painters. So College Pro, they teach university and college students how to start painting companies. So I was in there really learning and understanding how to operate a business and then using some of those skills to apply to my own business. And I love their concept of teaching people about entrepreneurship. So we took those elements to car cleaning, and we were able to teach youth how to become entrepreneurs. So showing them they have the potential to really start their own business.
Wow. And one thing I will say for sure, Canada does have a lot of free resources for the helping you start.
Yes. And I used a grant to pay for my schooling. So a lot of people don't know about Second Career. Definitely check that out, especially because I got laid off, and it's for people trying to go back to school because of a layoff or to shift careers. So that paid for school and books and all that, and a bit of living expenses. And then
you said it's called Second Career?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's still the name of it. But yeah, Second Career, I was able to get that grant and then get the grant for a summer company to help with the business and many grants along the way. So yeah, we can dig into some of the free money to utilize.
Yes, that's my favorite part, money. Let's talk about money. Yes. So obviously you are able to find all of these resources, and that's why I believe that you're so great at what you do, because in finding or founding ACBN, which is, it stands for Afro-Caribbean Business Network.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes. Nailed it.
Almost didn't get it just now. So tell us a bit more about what inspired you to even start, because it's a nonprofit organization.
It is, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so, I'm just going to give you the floor to like tell us about it.
So as I mentioned, I was running Detailing Nights, and as I was running it, we've had ups and downs. I've hit lows of going bankrupt and then trying to rebuild. So when I started to rebuild, I realized I did need more support, and there weren't a lot of Black focused business organizations to go to for that support. And we wanted to franchise, expand across Canada into the US. So I brought six other entrepreneurs together and said, hey, could we create this entity that could sit down with an entrepreneur, figure out what stage their business is in, and then help them create a strategy to grow exponentially. So thus ACBN was born. We started with, you know, info sessions and networking events, but really we realized that a lot of entrepreneurs aren't at a certain baseline. We talk about all these opportunities. I talk about grants all the time, but there's foundational stuff that a business needs. For example, the pandemic hits, the government's throwing out all these incentives, grant money, but sometimes you have to be registered as a business. Sometimes you have to be incorporated. Sometimes you need to have payroll. Sometimes you have to have your taxes done and all your financial statements in order. All these foundational stuff that businesses didn't have ready, so they would miss out on the money. So we shifted more to capacity building to say, we're going to get you to this baseline that now opens you up to all opportunities. So that's really been the focus of ACBN of late.
Wow. Okay. Good to know. So what I'm going to say right now to every single person who's listening, if you're a Black-owned business and you're looking for that support, I want you to go to the website of ACBN. Yes. So please tell them what the website is.
So acbncanada.ca. And on that website, there's actually a business needs assessment that you can fill out. So that lets us know a bit more about your business, what stage you feel like you're in. And then that triggers a phone call with one of our advisors. And then we invite you to any of the events that are happening, or we plug you into any of the supports that we have internally or externally that exist now in this Black entrepreneurship ecosystem. So if you're looking for grants, we have info sessions on Wednesdays. If you're looking for loans, we have our own microloan program, so we can loan you up to $25,000. And if you're looking for investment, we have our accelerator that can help you get that first angel investment round, seed funding. Typically, we miss the friends and family round. So it's difficult for us to go to our parents or our uncle and ask for $50,000, $100,000, $150,000. Yes. So we want to help you get that first injection of capital with investment in your company.
Awesome. And I know for sure, like, there are other resources that are provided through their membership program. So I would highly encourage you. Yeah. So the information is going to be on the screen. If you're listening to this on your favorite podcast platform, it will also be in the show notes of where you can go visit the website, check it out, see what the memberships are about, what they offer. And y'all, don't delay. If you want to get far, you got to get help. I know many of us can be proud. We want to, you know, do it by ourselves. I'm telling you, I've listened to so many memoirs for people who are like the greatest, who I look up to. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how did they do that? All of them had help. Literally. Every single
one. You hear they have mentors. You hear they plugged into some sort of resource. And don't think of it as asking for help. Just think of it as utilizing all the resources that are available to you. And now, as a business owner, you use the tools that are around you. ACBN is one of your tools. So lean on us, because it's our mandate to support what you're doing. So definitely don't let us get away with, you know, put pressure on us.
Yes, make sure put the pressure
we
do on
what we say. Yes, exactly.
And I know that you usually have a special event every year called the Legacy Symposium.
Oh, yes.
So are we expecting to have that this year again?
100%. And we have like one of our amazing speakers coming back. So you might remember Dr. George Frazier was one of the keynotes for, I believe, either this year or last year. No, last year.
Yeah,
2022. So he's back and going to be in person. So for those that heard him virtually, definitely take time to be there in person. We're going to be back at Sheridan College on February 24th and 25th. So we want to definitely learn from him on how to network effectively and empower the Black community. But the 2 days is really to understand the core foundation of our businesses. The people that we hire and retain and build your team, those are one of the most important aspects of raising money. Again, your financials and having those in order. We're going to hear from Brian Duarte, who runs Black Tech Capital. So he's a venture capitalist, one of the few Black-owned venture capitalists, talking about what he wants to invest in. So we're going to be getting people ready to be in front of these types of venture capitalists. And then the other two things is understanding our target market, and then building a proper system around our business. So when I talk about franchising, when I talk about expansion, it's really about understanding all the systems in our businesses, putting that business in a box, and then being able to give that box to somebody else for them to run it. So even if you don't want to franchise, you want to be able to operate your machine and not have to be in it pulling every single lever. So building out your team is really important with expanding your business.
Definitely, most definitely. Wow, thank you so much, Ryan. And oh, the date. What is the date for that special event?
Yes, so February 24th and 25th. So it's Friday and Saturday. So Friday, February 24th and Friday 25th. Saturday,
awesome.
The 25th, yeah.
And don't worry, I'm going to put all of this information, how you can sign up, register, get your tickets, all that good stuff. Definitely not an event you want to miss. I've gone 2 times so far, and it was all during the pandemic. So I'm actually looking forward to attending in person.
And was one of our speakers at one point.
Yes, in my first year.
Yes. And just before you run, to let people know about active grants. So right now, if they want to apply for grants that exist, Digital Main Street is out there. You can get up to $10,000 for your business and also $2,500 to help with your marketing. And there's the Canada Digital Adoption Program. So you can get $2,400 again to help with your online marketing. So if you're looking to increase your sales, definitely go and check out those grants. And hey, come to the info sessions. I'm always researching grants. I don't consider myself like an academic grant writer. I consider myself a grant hunter. So always on the hunt for what grants are out there. And then we come to the info sessions and share notes. So, hey, if you're looking for help, we're here to support.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Ryan, for, you know, taking the time out to talk to me today. I know for sure that a lot of people listening, they have learned something. I definitely have learned something. I'm about to like Google some of these resources you mentioned.
Okay, yes.
And look into them. And for my viewers, I want you to let us know if you have any questions. You can also participate on our conversation. I've started putting questions and polls on Spotify, if that's where you're listening. But if you're here on YouTube, please give us feedback. Let us know anything else you want to know about this topic. I'll work on getting someone to come talk about it. But again, thank you, Ryan. And see you all in another episode of Business and Culture Podcast. Bye. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you're listening to the Business and Culture Podcast on Spotify, you can participate in our poll and questions for every single episode. We would love to hear from you and get your feedback. Don't forget to subscribe or follow and leave us a review so we know how you're finding this podcast. Looking forward to you listening to more episodes with more inspiration, more insights, and more business and culture. Catch you in the next episode.